I think we're going to have a lot of fun with the guys here about to hear. One member's missing today, and these guys typically do not play acoustically, so that is going to make it especially good. I sure liked what I heard during the sound check. You'll get to meet them in the coming moments or so, but we're going to open up with a song from James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio. James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hope that sounded as good to you as it did to us in here. These guys are getting a little warmer after braving a cold morning to come in. James, tell me the name of that song and who wrote it.
Morning. Thanks so much for having us. That song I actually wrote myself a couple years ago now. The song's called Hand in Hand. And one of those guitar parts I'd had down for years and years, and that's kind of the way I write most of my songs is, you know, I'll just play around on guitar for, you know, in my free time, and I'll come up with this great part, but I'll always have to wait to match the words to the part. I never force the words, so it took a couple years for the right words to come to that one, and, you know, it's called Hand in Hand, and it was on my last EP I released last August, 2 Augusts ago now, but yeah, it's a nice fun one, and it's a good one to do live, and people seem to really enjoy it. It's got a nice kind of steady rhythm to it.
Yeah, I like it. Tell me a bit about yourself. Are you originally from the Pittsburgh area?
I'm not, actually. I grew up in Middle Tennessee, about an hour south of Nashville.
What city?
It's called Manchester. Now everybody knows because that's where Bonnaroo is, but back before Bonnaroo, nobody knew where it was. There's like two buildings and an exit ramp.
A mountainous part of the state?
It's actually in the plateau. It's fairly flat.
Okay, still not that far.
Near the mountains, but fairly flat. And then I ended up moving to northeast Pennsylvania, up on the lake, and came down to Pittsburgh.
The city of Northeast, in the Northwest. The town of Northeast, which is in the Northwest. What's going on there?
It's very confusing, but it keeps people out. But yeah, so graduated high school from there and came down to the University of Pittsburgh to go to college. And after that, stuck around and linked up with these guys during and after college. And the rest is history.
Well, that's great. What did you study at Pitt?
Environmental science.
Ah, excellent. We'll quiz you later on pH and aquifers and groundwater cycles.
I can't wait. That's great.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
the models.
Yeah. Yes, we'll do all those things. Let's meet your bandmates here, and why don't we start, I guess, with Chris.
Hi. Been playing with James probably a little over a year now, and met him through our drummer, John. And, you know, we do some cool stuff. It's I've been in bands since 12 or 13, and we have never played music like this, so it's an interesting time. Still kind of, we have a lot we're figuring out and new things we're trying, but you know, we just like to have fun and do whatever we can, experiment, have fun stuff, and yeah.
When you say it's a different kind of music, do you mean, I sense you guys have a chance to do a little improv as you're playing, were you used to playing covers, or help me understand that?
Growing up in high school, I was in a cover band with a bunch of friends from school, and we just tried to play anywhere and everywhere we could, coffee shops, bars, wanting to get our chops down and the ability to play live music. And this is my most recent stop is with these guys.
I see. And you've got a Zeeley and Opal t-shirt on. Are you from that area?
Yeah. Born and raised in Zeeley.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And then we have Jonathan Fisher. Jonathan Fisher is here. He's been playing, it's a djembe, right?
Cajon.
Or cajon.
Yes, sir.
I always forget that they're very similar.
Yeah.
And you've got the snare attached to it.
It's all kind of one.
So yeah, it sounds great.
The diaphragm of it really gives you a nice bass sound, but yeah, there's like a rivets at the top that allow that snare to kind of pop through.
Yeah, as you're listening, you might have thought he brought a small kit with him, but no.
That's good. I'm doing it right, I guess.
Yes.
And hopefully $40 can get you on the internet.
Yeah. I'm a $40 drummer. That's about it. That's how it works.
Is that all that is?
Yeah. So he said he got it off eBay or Craigslist
It's getting better and better. Tell me about yourself.
I started as a drummer when I was about 13 years old. I'm 30 now, so it's been quite some time. Pretty early on, I realized that being a drummer, you kind of had to always rely on the other guys ahead of you you can't really perform solo as a drummer. So I started playing guitar when I was 15 and writing. I wrote two albums, and that's kind of how James and I had initially met. After I released my second album, I snagged him up out of Pitt as one of my guitarists, so that's how we connected. Around that time, actually, I'm one of the older guys, I guess, in the group now that I'm thinking of it. Tom's not here, so I'm the oldest. I was Chris's senior project mentor. We went to the same high school, so 6 or 7 years after I graduated, he
how
came
was
through.
He?
And, what's that?
How was he to mentor?
It was easy. Yeah, he picked music, so it was awesome. It was awesome for both of us. It was a good experience. So.
Yeah, so you're from Zeeley and Opal as well?
I am born and raised from Zeeley and Opal, yep.
Okay, yeah. And then I'm sure folks ask this a lot, like James Drakes and the Chris Taylor. There is only one James Drakes. It's
The name has the S on it.
The name has the S on it.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot.
I'm sure it does.
We had a bet going on outside whether he was going to be called James Drake at some point this time, you know.
I'm sure it happens all the time.
I was just telling them outside that in my hometown in Northeast PA, I played a wine festival there a couple years ago at a coffee house, and they billed it as live music from Drake. So there are going to be some very disappointed.
It's a whole different artist. So, he's a different guy.
Yeah, completely different sound.
So the Chris Taylor Trio, we have bassist Chris Taylor, and we're missing a guy today, right?
Yeah, Snow kept him in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom Larson is our lead guitar player. He's been playing for a long time. I mean, he's a seriously talented guy.
So the trio would. Was there a Chris Taylor Trio that merged with James?
No, it was just a flashy name.
I like it.
Thanks,
I like it.
Thanks. It caught on quicker than we expected. I kind of thought of it as a joke. Chris and I worked together at one time, so I said, you know, we should just name the rest of the band the Chris Taylor Trio so we have something to represent ourselves. And it stuck so quickly that we just – and everyone loved it. So
and note that it's Jonathan Fisher, whose name is not in that name at all, that came up with
that's
the right, name.
Yeah. That's why when you have somebody that's selfless enough to step up and
– That's actually – there's a psychiatrist's analysis in that somewhere.
I'm sure there is.
To explain that.
My want to fall back into the shadows is creeping up steadily, so
– let's have you play another one, and then when we come back, I know you've got a gig coming up. It's in Bridgeville, right? The Bloomfield Bridge Tavern coming up towards the end of the month, and we'll talk a little bit about recordings too. What would you like to do next?
This next one is going to be Quarter. It's the title track off of my solo EP that I released, but it's one of our favorite songs to play out live.
Once again, James Drake and the Chris Taylor Trio.
One. 2, 3, 4.
See so many places, words in people's faces. Tell me, why should this have to end? Same old day with a new takeaway. Living in the same old skin. Well, I understand that the world's got a plan, and there's nothing wrong with getting lost. What do you mean with your same routine? Can you tell me, brother, what's that cause? Well, I got the horizon in view. Nothing that I'm trying to prove. There's a whole world out there that I'm bound to uncover. Think I'll just play my next quarter, yeah. Twisting and turning, we stop always yearning or wondering how it's gonna be. Another day at the grind, so to say, what's it really mean to be free? Would they understand that we all had a plan and there's nothing wrong with getting lost? What do you mean with the same routine? Can you tell me, brother, what's that cause? Well, I got that horizon in view. Nothing that I'm trying to prove. There's a whole world out there that I'm bound to uncover. Think I'll just play my next quarter. Yeah, here we go now. Words in people's faces, tell me, why should this have to end? Same old day with a new takeaway, living in the same old skin. Well, I understand that the world's got a plan, and there's nothing wrong with getting lost. What do you mean with the same routine? Can you tell me, brother, what's that cause? Oh, got that horizon in view. Nothing that I'm trying to prove. There's a whole world out there that I'm bound to uncover. Think I'll just play my next quarter, yeah. I got that horizon in view. Nothing that I'm trying to prove. There's a whole world out there that I'm bound to uncover. Think I'll just play my next quarter, yeah. Here we go again.
got that horizon in view. Nothing that I'm trying to prove. There's a whole world out there that I'm bound to uncover. Think I'll just play my next quarter. Think I'll just play my next quarter.
James Drake and CT3 is the cool kids say.
The cool kids. It didn't take long. He jumped right on it. I love it.
Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It was either that or Connecticut 3. I wasn't sure. But
that's not so bad either. James Drake's and the
lot of CT3
still,
I like.
Still in our infancy. So.
CT3 I like. JT CT3 you could do. Or JD CT3. JD. Yeah, JD's.
Getting replaced already.
Yeah.
The S needs to be.
No, James Drake's and CT3 I like. It's got that sound. That's the title track to your EP, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I recorded that by myself before I linked up with these guys.
Yeah, so. It's a good song, and the EP is available at your website, right?
My website, actually on iTunes as well. If you just look at James Drake's on iTunes, it's on there as well.
Excellent. And have you recorded as a band yet?
We actually just started recording our first full band album like 2 weeks ago, so we're really excited about it. We're recording a couple songs from the EP because we've kind of made them our own as a group rather than me just recording what I'm hearing. And we're really excited about this project, and it'll probably be out late next year.
How's the process going? That's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
It's not, but it's at the same time it kind of is, because each of us has such a different background, but we're each very good at what we bring to the table. So when you really have four collaborative minds like that, and we've linked up with some great recording engineers. He's actually a hip-hop producer that's from the North Side. His name's Edon Jacobs. And he can whiz around all the technical stuff. And then we have a great mastering agent that we're going to work with. So we're really excited about the project. And so far, so good.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that, because it can get tedious in a while. Do you know when it's going to be out?
Not yet, but we're aiming for fall of next year right now. We're really giving ourselves some time to really do it right and really take all the necessary steps to get everything in place to really release it and kind of really get it out there.
That's the best way to do it. It will come out a week after your heavily planned release party.
Absolutely.
No, hopefully. That I wouldn't.
Yeah. If I had it my way, we'd have it out in like 3 months.
Yeah,
but
patience is not one of our strong suits.
Well,
and you just get so excited that.
And it's true here with projects we do that end up being on CD. Or why is it that no matter how long they take, the CDs are always coming in like the night before or the day of,
yeah,
and you're
exactly
running out to the airport to get them.
Yep.
You have a New Year's Eve show on December 30th.
New Year's Eve, yes.
At the Land of Pierogies and Music,
absolutely.
The Bloomfield Bridge Tavern. So it will be James Drake and CT3 at BBT. And
that's a mouthful.
Yes, is there more to know about that show other than the date and place?
It's December 30th. That's the big thing. It's New Year's Eve. It's December 30th at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern. Great place to see some music. Like I said, eat some excellent homemade pierogies. It'll be a $5 cover at the door. We're going to be joined by some excellent, actually all female talent. Angela Autumn, who I believe you've had in here
before.
Sure,
she's great.
She's actually another
Seneca Valley alum.
Yeah.
Zilli born and bred.
Yeah,
we do it okay in Zilli and Open. We're not doing so bad.
So she'll be joining us. And then also a great singer-songwriter from the area, Megan Pennington.
I don't know Megan.
She's not from Zilli. So
she's not from Zilli and Open. So, you know, we don't know too much about her, but we've played a show with her before, and she's very talented.
I'm glad Zilli survived the fire at the Kaufman House. You know,
yeah,
it's all
yeah.
going well.
Barely. They just built a brand new parking lot for them, So hopefully we get it back sometime soon.
We should have time for a couple more songs. I want to be sure I ask Chris about that bass he's playing, because it's I think who made it?
It's a Laguna.
Laguna. And mm-hmm. Is that U.S. made, you think? Or it's a long-necked bass that's sort of played like a guitar acoustic. It looks like you got a pickup on it, too. I'm mm-hmm. not sure how we're – you're playing it acoustically this morning.
Yeah. We're just all mic'd up today.
Yeah. And what a great instrument. How long have you had it?
I've had it for 8 years now. Yeah, was a birthday present.
So, nice. Does it get stares and comments? I would think it would.
Yeah. It doesn't fit in my back seat very well, so I have to angle it kind of up. So I either have to choose which side of my car I don't want to see outside of the back window.
Oh, gosh,
for.
Yeah.
So, but no, I love it. It's it definitely hurts the hand after a while, but this is my baby.
Yeah, it sounds great. And so it's kind of like the extreme from the $40 cojones to...
Yeah.
And just so we don't leave it out, Mr. Drake's there has a Martin of some variety. I can only see a little bit of it.
Martin. It's got a laminate back, but it's all sustainable, which I was all about.
I remember that.
Sounds great for what it was. Definitely a middle to lower end Martin, but
it's very new.
Very new. This is actually the first time I've played it outside. In front of people. So.
I'm honored. Yeah. I'm honored.
So far, so good.
I really
bought
it
for this show.
I am.
We weren't going to say it. But
yeah, I got the receipts.
Well.
So
when are you bringing it back?
Yeah, you're going to need it. If we sound good, it's not going to last. That thing's going back.
Well, let's get right to another song. What do you want to do next?
This next one is a slower one of ours. It's called Raining Down.
It's a good song for today.
It is a good one for today. Sleeting Down. Take this no more. Baby, I thought you were gonna save me. Don't say maybe, take me ashore. Help me reach for the stars, see who we are, 'cause that's all we have. Raining down on me, raining down on me, yeah. Sometimes it feels like it's hard to breathe when it keeps raining down on me. Times get harder. We'll have to get stronger now, just like we do. Baby, I thought you were gonna save me. Don't say maybe, yeah. Take me ashore. Help me reach for the stars. See who we are, 'cause that's all we have. Raining down on me, raining down on me, yeah. Sometimes it feels like it's hard to breathe when it keeps raining down on me, yeah.
James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio. Really fun to listen to you guys play. And
thank you.
I think the acoustic versions of these songs are kind of nice. too. When you switch up to, you know, how you typically play, do you switch to electric or?
For most of the songs, I do play an acoustic
guitar,
but there's a couple here and there where I'll switch to an electric. But most of the songs, when I write them, they're all based around an acoustic. And then when we play them live, I still keep it on the acoustic. And our lead guitarist, Tom, does such a great job on the electric. It's really not worth us fighting back and forth for volume with electric guitars. So
yeah, it's a nice blended sound. The vocals sound great, and you're all coming together really well.
Thank you.
We've linked to your Facebook page this morning, which I'm guessing is the best way to keep up to date. Or
that's a great way to keep up to date is Facebook. It's James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio. The website right now is still just James Drakes Music, which I still keep that up to date. And we also have a Bandcamp, James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio .bandcamp.com. So that's a long, it fills up the whole bar.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But any of those outlets, but our Facebook has links to all of those, and it's definitely the one that we keep on top of the most.
Facebook is.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, it gets tough, and you got to be in all those places, though, too,
exactly.
Because people are going to be looking for you one way or another. Do you have any plans to tour at all? Have you?
We would love to. I think that's in the back of all of our minds. That's kind of our end goal. But really, we're really looking forward to putting a lot of time and effort into this album that we're working on and really creating a great product that we can market ourselves well, not just in Pittsburgh, but regionally and so on. But, oh, man, I would love if I could play music with these guys a couple times a week every day and that'd be it.
A couple times a week, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
A couple times a week every day.
That's a song.
It's all about fun.
That's a song right there. Song title. Couple times a week every day.
Yeah, that might be the name
of
the album.
Okay.
A lot's being born in this studio.
I hereby give you that if you wish.
Yeah. I think we have yet to really have the pure catalyst for the whole touring thing. So I think we're really hoping that this album is that catalyst to kind of push us at least regionally a little bit to branch out into, you know, tri-state at least.
How long have you been playing together, the four of you?
It's been about a year now.
Yeah, it's still pretty young.
Yeah, especially given that we do come from such different genres and backgrounds and what we do. We're finally realizing now in the studio that we have an ability to mesh. We just took us a little bit to find it.
Sure. Having two guys from Sealing Opal does help,
it's
I
a
would
huge
imagine.
Help. I mean, Chris and I mesh. There's obviously
there.
Well,
I want
to
mentor him. It's our last chance to talk. I want to thank you for being here before you play another song. Anything I should have mentioned that I didn't, or anything you want to mention?
Just come out. If people want to see us live, either come out to our Bloomfield Bridge Tavern show on the 30th or just stay up to date on our Facebook. We'll have some shows coming up in the future. Our live shows are always a blast. I don't think we've ever had anybody say they've had a bad time, at least to our faces. So, yeah, come out and see us live. Stay tuned for the new releases. We'll be leaking some snippets of songs here and there. And
yeah, let us know.
Absolutely.
Especially when the release happens, we can help support that. What
thank
would you,
you
like to finish up with?
Well, first of all, thanks so much for having us this morning.
We're so happy to
be here today. This is great. This last song is actually a single that is available on iTunes, and it's the first single from the album. So if you go to iTunes, James Drakes and Chris Taylor Trio, this song is available. It's called Sundays.
Wait for the week to end. I said, baby, you'll be my lady.
darling, I'll be your man. He got me like, oh my, my, where could we run? I don't wanna wait, cause I know you're the one. Don't worry, baby, we'll be alright. Oh, it's alright, yeah. Falling down, and these walls will crumble into the ground. My love for you will always be safe and sound. You keep my smile from turning into a frown. Working on living a life, pitted in a race against time. We put the little birdie back in the sky, and it's alright. Oh, it's alright, because it's a Sunday. Talking about Monday, we can never wait for the week to end. I said, baby, you'll be my lady, you'll be my darling, I'll be your man. You got me like, oh my, my, where could we run? I don't wanna wait, cause I know you're the one. Don't worry, baby, we'll be alright. Oh, it's alright. Don't worry, baby, we'll be alright.